I'm Mark Bayshore. It's Current State here on WKAR. In 2 weeks, a final decision will come on the Waukesha water diversion request. The governors of the 8 U.S. states bordering the Great Lakes, including Michigan's Rick Snyder, of course, will vote on the Wisconsin City's request to divert Lake Michigan water for its use because of radium in its local water supply. As a city straddling the Great Lakes Basin, Waukesha's request is allowed under the provisions of the Great Lakes Compact. Last month, the 10-member Great Lakes Compact Council, which includes representatives from two Canadian provinces, recommended approval of the request. However, many environmentalists oppose the approval, fearing it will set a precedent that will lead to more diversion requests. Today we're going to hear from a supporter of Waukesha's request. Dan Dukniak is an employee of the city of Waukesha, serving as the general manager of its water utility. Dan Dukniak, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Mark. How are you this morning?
I am well, thank you. First, I'd like to get your response to last month's vote here by the Great Lakes Compact Council. It was unanimous in favor of your city's request with one abstention, I'll point out. What do you think that, what do you take from that? What does that mean?
Well, we were pleased with the decision. Obviously, Waukesha has been working on this for a long time. I've been at Waukesha. I'm in my 14th year there, and I've been working on this for that entire time. And it was very encouraging that the regional body passed the findings of fact unanimously. However, we need to make sure that we understand that the final decision has not yet been made, and that will happen, as you said, on June 21st, but we are encouraged by the findings of fact of the regional body.
Were you expecting that favorable a margin supporting the diversion?
Well, we were hopeful that, and we're very thankful to the members of the regional body and Compact Council that they did operate based on the compact and in good faith and followed the rules and the laws that were put in place for the compact and came to the conclusions that they came to. And we believed, because of the application was put together, obviously, by us and reviewed over a five-year period by the state of Wisconsin and then finally forwarded to the regional body, that we were in a position where we were hopeful that we would have a unanimous support on the findings of fact.
It now goes to just the governors of the 8 U.S. states for the final decision. Does the unanimous vote last month make you more encouraged about the final vote here in 2 weeks?
Well, we're hopeful that it'll end up and Waukesha will finally be able to resolve its public health issue that we have been facing for a number of years. We're hopeful that that will be the case, but there's still a lot of work to be done. We're still answering questions that are being asked, and we'll see how we move forward here on June 21st. We're hopeful, though.
I've got to ask you about the Compact Implementation Coalition. This is a coalition of environmental groups that cites statistics claiming a whopping percentage of the public is against your city's diversion request. They say that on their website, 38,000 messages sent to Great Lakes governors and Canadian premiers oppose the application, and that among more than 11,000 what they call unique comments, 98% were opposed. That would suggest the public strongly disagrees with approval. What do you take from that?
Well, you know, it's understandable that if the public is told and people are told something will harm the Great Lakes, even if it's not factual, the response will be to oppose that proposal. And critics of our project engaged in an extensive media and social media campaign of misleading and inaccurate statements that were intended to raise, you know, false fears about the impacts of our proposal. The fact is that under the proposal, we will borrow 1/1,000,000th of 1% of the Great Lakes water and then return 100% of that volume to the Great Lakes with zero impact on the lake levels. The compact prohibits water from going beyond counties that straddle the Great Lakes Basin Divide like Waukesha is. So we are no precedent for water to go to California or other distant places. We're currently using groundwater that is depleted and contaminated with a naturally occurring carcinogen, radium, and that is connected to the Great Lakes Basin. So the precedent we set is only for communities that may have similar circumstances and only if they are in counties that straddle the Great Lakes Basin. And I think the purpose of the compact is to ensure that decisions are made on science and not on politics or emotions. And I think the state of Michigan, which held hearings on Waukesha's application, explained the basis of the compact decisions at the start of its hearing process. And it was important because it said that states, and this is quoting, by law, are not allowed to base our recommendation on whether or not there is widespread support or opposition to the proposed application. Our review of Waukesha diversion application must adhere to the specific Great Lakes Compact criteria. Therefore, it is not simply a matter of public opinion, nor a vote tally for or against the application. So I think what they're saying there is that they have to go by the criteria that is set up in the Great Lakes Compact, which is very important if we want the compact to succeed in protecting the great resource that we have here in the Great Lakes, and that the decisions on the proposal must be based on science and facts and not based on emotions or politics.
Our guest is Dan Dukniak, the general manager of Waukesha, Wisconsin's water utility. He is a supporter of a plan to divert Lake Michigan water to Waukesha to help address the city's water, which is contaminated with radium. We'll also make clear your city has been ordered to find a new water source. This is an obligation. It's not volitional. But I would like to get your responses to what some environmental groups say are flaws in the proposal. Let's break this down a little bit more specifically. You alluded to this before, but maybe the most common is the fear of a slippery slope that would lead to other requests, possibly from areas much farther from the Great Lakes. Go a little deeper with us and tell us why people shouldn't be concerned about that.
Again, that goes into the false statements that are being made, because it will not lead for water going to further places, because Waukesha is a legal diversion. It is not precedent for any illegal diversion. The compact also requires water to be recycled back to the lake after use and treatment, and the drafters of the compact ensured that the lakes will be protected against any withdrawals that could harm the Great Lakes. So Waukesha's precedent is very narrow. The regional body concluded and said that there are unique circumstances associated with our application, and those include the court order that we have to comply with the radium standard, that we have a confined aquifer that limits the recharge of that aquifer, so that's why we have the drawdown in that aquifer. We have unavoidable significant environmental impacts of alternatives. We were, like I alluded to before, we will return approximately 100% of the water to Lake Michigan, and we'll have a high quality of Waukesha return flow due to our wastewater treatment plant. But I think the most important one and the most unique one is that current interconnection with the Great Lakes Basin watershed and the loss of water from it. Currently, we are diverting approximately a third of our water, 30% of our water comes from the Lake Michigan watershed. So we are currently diverting approximately 1.6 million gallons a day to the Mississippi River Basin and not returning it back to the Lake Michigan Basin. This proposal will eliminate that practice and will return that water back to the Great Lakes watershed. So I think, like I said, the uniqueness of our application will set a very narrow precedent, and the diversion that we are applying for is legal under the compact. It is not a precedent for any illegal diversion.
Let me bring up another point. There have also been studies by the U.S. Geological Survey showing that Waukesha's aquifer is not in decline, that it's actually recharging. And critics of the diversion have alluded to this. What do you make of that study?
Well, the overall trend is still a decline. It's still a downward decline. A short-term rise at the time of a recession or abandonment of some of the deep aquifer wells due to some communities switching from groundwater to Lake Michigan water does not indicate that levels will continue to rise. In fact, we have seen the same thing happen in northeastern Illinois and up in the Green Bay area in Wisconsin here. And we've seen that rebound only to return to that overall decline. The fact of the matter is the aquifer has limited recharge due to a layer of shale or a thick layer of rock that prevents water from naturally percolating through the soils and getting to the deep aquifer and recharging it. the regional body found that withdrawals exceed the recharge rate and that it was unsustainable for Waukesha. And you have to remember, Waukesha is the largest user in this region. In addition, continued use of local groundwater or shallow groundwater would cause unreasonable environmental impacts. They have also shown that the withdrawal rate is between 5 to 10 times the recharge rate, which again indicates which led the regional body to conclude that this was not a sustainable water supply for the long term for the city of Waukesha.
There were two parts of Waukesha's original request that have not survived here, though. One was a request to include two service areas in your diversion request. That was denied. Put that in context for us. What does that mean? What do you make of that denial?
Well, again, we go back when we were drawing up the application with regards to the service area and with regards to where the long-term planning for this proposal. Remember, we're installing infrastructure that's going to cost around $200 million. And when we're installing that, we want to make sure that we're planning not out for 5, 10, 20 years. We're planning out for 100 years. So our state law required us to look at our service area and what our service area was going to do. So we were mandated by state law to develop a service area and to provide for water for that service area, which is how our application was developed. Ultimately, when it got to the regional body, that some of those areas were removed from the service area, ultimately leading to the city of Waukesha only being allowed for that application or allowed for the proposal as it moved forward. And we are fine with that. Our first and foremost, our goal is for the residents of the city of Waukesha. We need a new water supply. We've been facing a water issue, a health issue in our city for a number of years, and we need to resolve this issue for our residents.
Very good.
And so it's important that we can move that forward.
We want to thank our guest. Dan Dukniak is the general manager of the Waukesha, Wisconsin Water Utility and a supporter of the plan to divert Lake Michigan water to Waukesha to help that city's water, which has been contaminated by radium. A final decision on the water diversion request will come 2 weeks from today. Governors of the 8 U.S. states bordering the Great Lakes will vote on that request. Dan Dukniak, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great day.
This environmental segment of Current State is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. For more news on the Great Lakes environment, you can check out greatlakesecho.org.